Soku isika atisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyahlangana kweza kusihlwa mthwakazo omuhle. Lamhlanje kungolwesihlanu mhlaka 26 kuMabasa 2024. Igama ngontungamili Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubhode endaweni ezitshiyeneyo embukisweni wamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair kobulawayo phambilini kokuvulwa kwalumbukiso ngokusemthethweni kusasa. Umsakazo weVoice of America usola inyathelo likahulumende weBurkina Faso elokuvimba ukwethulwa kwezindaba zawo kulelo lizwe. Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga ukwele Iran emhlanganweni wokuqinisa ubudlelwano phakathi kwaleli lizwe lamazwe aseAfrika kwezenotho. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namuhla ubhode endaweni ezitshiyeneyo embukisweni wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair kobulawayo phambilini kokuvulwa kwawo ngokusemthethweni kusasa. Umnangagwa uncome kakhulu impahla elungiswa ngamankampani eZimbabwe esithi ilohlonzi. Kubika uAnastasia Ndlovu.
Umongameli Mnangagwa ubehanqwe iziphathamandla ze-ZITF, amadodana akhe angamawele uSean Lo-Collins kanye losomabhizimusi odume ngokuthengela abasekeli bezanu-PF izimota umnumzana Wicknell Chivayo. Umnangagwa wethekelele indawo ezichiyeneyo lapho okubukisa khona amankampani akuleli kanye lavela kwamanye amazwe wancoma kakhulu impahla ehiqizwa ngamankampani eZimbabwe esithi ngawazinga laphezulu. Ekhuluma lentathelo izindaba ngemva kokubhodabhoda, umnangagwa uthe uyathokoza ngamalungiselelo alumbukiso wona ozavulwa kusasa ngokusemthethweni ngumongameli William Ruto wakwele Kenya.
Ngilokuthokoza kakhulu ngalokho okutshengiselwayo, lezinga lalokho okutshengiselwayo kuhle kakhulu sibili.
Esuka eZITF umnangagwa uhambe wayahlangabeza umongameli Ruto egcekeni lendizamtshina eleJoshua Mqabuko Nkomo International Airport kobulawayo ekutshoneni kwelanga. Umgcini sihlalo weZITF umnumzana Busisa Moyo onguye obetshengisa umnangagwa eTrade Fair uthi kulamankampani edlula amakhulu ayisikhombisa lengxenye 766 abukisayo lonyaka, njalo aphezu kwekhulu 115 ngavela kwamanye amazwe.
Of that 706, about 15% are foreign exhibitors. And lapha kobulawayo amakampani abukisayo about 20%.
Omunye wababukisayo ngusomabhizimusi osakhulayo osekelwa nguhulumende weMelika eZimbabwe uNomazulu Mguni obukisa izicathulo azithungayo zona athi zimlethela inzuzo.
Leather products, I manufacture ama school shoes, and other formal shoes, leather products, other leather products.
Omunye njalo obukisayo unkosazana Lester Jack okubhizimusi lokupheka amafutha okugcoba uthi ulethemba lokuba umbukiso lo uzamupha ithuba lokuthengisa impahla yakhe njalo akhulise ibhizimusi lakhe.
Nama products ethu wonke 100% organic, awala mithi efakiweyo engekho organic.
Umnumzana David Gate obona ngezamabhizimusi lokuthengiselana emele uhulumende weUnited Kingdom eZimbabwe uthi nyakenye benza amabhizimusi adlula ingxenye yebillion eZimbabwe. amazwe aphetheya abukisayo agoqela elemelika iBhilithani iChina lamanye lapho okubukisa khona iMelika. Umkhokheli wesigodlo salelizwe eZimbabwe uEllen French uchone ekhuluma labantwana besikolo ebachasisela ngenhlelo zemfundo ezipha izizalwane zeZimbabwe ithuba lokuyafunda kweleMelika. Umbukiso weZimbabwe International Trade Fair upha amankampani ithuba lokuthengiselana njalo owalonyaka uhamba phansi kwendikimba ethi Innovation, the Catalyst to Industrialization and Trade. Ngimele iStudio 7 ikobulawayo eZITF, ngimu Anastasia Ndlovu.
The Voice of America.
Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga ukwele Iran emhlanganweni oqoqwe yilelo lizwe lenkokheli yamazwe yase-Afrika ngenjongo yokuqinisa ubudlelwano kwezokuthengiselana o-Iran Africa International Economic Conference. Umhlangano lo ufana leminye eqhutshwa ngamazwe athuthukileyo lenkokheli ye-Afrika agoqela eleMelika, France leRussia mnyaka ngomnyaka. Kambe afunani eAfrika amazwe la njalo eleZimbabwe lona kuyini elikutholayo? Sixoxele ncwethu kwezokwethula kwemibiko njalo ehlaziya ezombusazwe uDokotela Mthulisi Mathuthu.
Kuveza ubala ukuthi into leyana singathi ukulwisana kwamazwe emhlabeni kukuncintisana kwamanzi geopolitics okuzama ukuqhelisa ubuzwano lamazwe amaningi, and iAfrika kukhanya sekuyiyo nje ephakathi lapho. So akumangalisi ukuthi ikhonapho. Ngakho iZimbabwe layo mbona sengathi ayifuni layo ukusalela ukuthi kukhanya ingani yelizwe lingafuni uhamba lamanye amazwe, ngoba amanye amazwe la ayakhona ayakhonale ukuzama ukuqhayisa ukuzwane lamazwe amaningi-ningi lawa aqhuba inhlelo zokuzwana le-Afrika.
Sesike sabona amanye amazwe amakhulu afana laboMelika, oFrance laboRussia, lawo ale mihlangano efanayo labakhokheli be-Afrika ayenza iminyaka ngomnyaka. Kuyini kahle kahle okufunwa yilawa amazwe e-Afrika?
Kunzima ukuthi sitsho nje ukuthi bona bafunani, kodwa esikwaziyo nje okumqokayo ukuthi ukuncintisana kwamazwe azizwayo, azibona wona izingqungquthela, azibona angathi angalwisana lamanye amazwe kwezokuba le nto lesingathi influence emhlabeni. So yinto abayitholayo. Okunye futhi esingakutsho ukuthi amazwe e-Afrika, i-Afrika inongokwayo uma siyibhekile inkulu kakhulu ela mazwe amaningi afika o-50 something. Kulani lapho wonke la mazwe ale ma-minerals amaningi nje, ogolide, o-platinum, o-uranium labo bani ba. Ngakho akula lizwe elizizwa emhlabeni elifuna ukuthi lithwe lona ilizwe eliqakathekileyo, ilizwe elisabekayo emhlabeni elingama laphana lingafuni lawo ma-minerals.
Kubudlelwano bokuthengiselana lobu, ungathi amazwe aseAfrika ayayithola yini inzuzo efaneleyo?
Abantu abayibo abahusayo yibo abatholayo lezi moli zabo, labantu babo nje. Ngathi abantu labo abaholayo ngithi e-Afrika ngokubhekisisa, abantu abaningi abangathi bayaphumelela e-Afrika balabudlelwano kumbe lobuhlobo labantu abaphezulu abaholayo. Ngakho-ke umuntu kamakhaza nje singathi sikubeke simuntu osekhezi umbose oseKZN kumbe sikubeke sithi umuntu osemzuzu emalawa, awungeke utsho ukuthi utholeni ngobudlelwano belizwe lakhe la lamazwe lawa lakufana laboTurkey, oChina, oRussia. Kodwa kukhona ihlekane elincane elingathi liyathola labo abayibo abayenelisayo ukuthi babe lobudlelwane labantu ababuya bezothapha ama-minerals ase-Afrika.
UDokotela Mthulisi Mathuthu yingcweti kwezokwethula kwemibiko njalo uhlaziya ezombusazwe. Okwamanje ke sizwe imbono kahulumende weMelika.
kusukisela ekuqaliseni ngokulwisana phakathi kwe-Israel labalweli beqembu ele Hamas labesiPalestina mhlaka 7 Mfumfunya kenye. Ele Melika selenze yonke imizamo yokuphathisa ngokudla lokwelatshwa kwabalinyazwayo kulimpi eGaza ukuze kwehliswe ukuhlukumezeka kwabantu magaza abangahlumanga besiPalestina, ikakhulu omama abantwana lasebekhulile. Emhlanganweni lentathe lezindaba umele kahulumende weMelika emhlobuleni oweMiddle East ebona ngezoncedo umnumzana David Satterfield uthi isilinganiso soncedo oluthunyelwe eGaza kunyanga ezimbalwa ezidluleyo lubelokhe lusengezelelwa. Ele Israel lalo lithethe amanyathelo aqinileyo kuphathisa laba bantu kumaviki adluleyo. Indawo e-Erez leminye imingcwele iyasetshenziswa ukuhambisa uncedo kulaba bantu. Lokhu kusenziwa ngokucela kwele Melika. Imingcwele eminingi engaphose ifike ikhulu 96 yokuchaphela eGaza isivuliwe ukuze isetshenziswe ngabenhlangothi ezijineyo ezenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba o-United Nations lezinye. Umngcele weJordan sikhuluma kunje usetshenziswa izimota ezinkulu ezithwele uncedo lokudla lemithi endaweni eduzane lomngcele owe-Aman zingena eGaza. Ngokunjalo lasemingceleni enjengeKarem Shalom, kodwa ngesikhathi esilandelayo uncedo luzaba luchapha umfula uJordan oyiwo oseduzane leGaza. U-Ambassador Satterfield uqhubeke njalo ethi siza kwengeza inani lezimota ezithwala lolu ncedo kumaviki alandelayo, njalo siyasuthiseka ngoncedo oluphuthumayo osolungena eGaza. Yebo, mkhulu umsebenzi okumele wenziwe, kodwa sokube lenguquko enkulu. Imizamo yokukhulumisana lokubambisana kulolu hlelo loncedo lokhu iqhubekela phambili phakathi kwenhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo zamazwe omhlaba, kodwa okudanisayo ukuthi inani lezisebenzi zalezinhlanganiso eselibulewe kule impi lokhu liqonga, kutsho u-Ambassador Satterfield. Wathi kumele umhlaba wazi ukuthi iqembu eleHamas elabalwa becatsha lilakho ukukhetha kulandela iziqondiso eze-Oslo Agreement, zona ezibalisa ukuhlala phansi kukhulunywe njalo kukhunyiswane umlotha kunokuqina ngodlakela nokulwisana kundaba ezihluphayo phakathi kwabesiPalestina labe-Israel, kunokuthi iHamas ikhethe indlela yodlame ukuqeda ukufuthelana kwamazwe omabili khona ukudala ukubana abantu makhaza babe yibo abasala behlukumezekile. Uqhubeke njalo u-Ambassador Satterfield esithi masingakhohlwa isisusa sale ngxabano, njalo kuqakathekile ukuthi ele-Israel libe leqiniso lokungenzi umsebenzi wokuhanjiswa koncedo ebantwini okumele baluthole ube nzima bona kabaqondane leHamas, hatshi abantu bonke besiPalestina abangelacala.
Lawo bekungamazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Umsakazo weVoice of America ususole kakhulu inyathelo elithethwe nguhulumende wakwele Burkina Faso izolo elokuvimba ukwethula kwenhlelo zawo okwamaviki amabili ebulenjini be-internet kulelo lizwe. I-VOA ithi ilusizi ukubona ivinjwa ngalindlela zinhlangothi ezinjenge-Superior Council for Communication ukusabalalisa ulwazi lezindaba eziphathelanelo kwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu elizweni lelo ngabebutho likahulumende eziphuma enhlelweni izalo ezobulembu. Indaba zokuhlukunyezwa kukaZulu ngabebutho sezethulelwa inhlanganiso zomanyano wamazwe abensundu lomhlaba eze-African Union le-United Nations ukuncedisa ukusungulwa kophenyo ngalezi zika. Okwamanje sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Studio 7, Studio 7, Studio 7. Nina elisinika okwaneleyo thina singumthakazi esivele siyifisa ukuthi ngiyabonga kakhulu kakhulu. Bengicela li ubaba uZed Mkandla umfundisi wokholo lesiKristu ukuba abe legroup yakhe. Lapha azathi ma efundisa khona kube isikhathi sakhe abe legroup yakhe sikwazi ukumlalela kuhle isikole ilizwe likaThixo. Ingathi ubaba uMkandla lapha khona angayizwa li audio abe legroup yakhe eqondane layo ukuthi sibe sixhumana laye sibuza asicacela asifundisa uJehova.
Kusitudio 7 lesitudio 7 ayinyakezwa abantu bakhuluma ngendaba yokuthi kumele kuvotele ibandla lizophikisa kube yilo lizovotelwa. Kuvote eZimbabwe sicinile ngo-2023 uwinile ithamisa 2023 kwangabi lo tshintsho kwangabi labantu abasekelayo uyina 2018 kwaqondi wathula uyina Tsvangirai 2008 ovele kuvote eZimbabwe sokuyikudlala kuvote eZimbabwe. Into esifunakala eZimbabwe kuphela i-strategy sokuthi abantu batshintsha njani iphathi yebusayo nayikhipha njani iphathi yebusayo. Ngokuvote eZimbabwe sokuyikudlala abadala vote eZimbabwe sicinile last year mbona kulo muntu uzophinde vote futhi cabanga.
Lami ibingelele mina lapho Studio 7 ikhuluma la uJeffrey Chuma ngilapho uJimile Cholocho. Hayi bantu sesikhathele ngendaba zezami, sesikhathele ngendaba zezami, sesikhathele kathi bona kabadinwa yini kathi babusikizwe lethi. Siyahlupheka bantu, siyahlupheka emakhaya lapho azibambeki ezitolo, azibambeki yonke indawo. Bantu bezami nake lesibungu sesidinga.
Akona akekho ozophapha, akekho umuntu ozondiza emoyeni. Othi kwenda labo umnyaka gwalaba bazoya phansi kuphela, bazofa. Lo bengahlukumeza abantu bebabulale beyenzeni njengalokho esikubonayo kodwa bazogcina phansi la ngeke baphaphe labo bazafa kanti bazayana phezu kokubulala abantu okungaka phezu kokuhlukumeza kwabantu okungaka ngeke bephaphe. Miningi kabi imphefumulo ephasi nginabo mnyangagwa miningi kakhulu sibala nje mathebelele nje more than 20,000 abantu abaphasi ababulawa umnyangagwa lo lochiwenga lo more than 20,000 abantu esibabala abaphasi emathebelele ababulawa yibo la.
Namsakazeni omuhle linjani kuzindawo naso ke Studio 7 balaleli bongaba sakazwa ka Studio 7 abasinika izindaba ezilohlonzi ngamalanga ngamalanga. Siyancusa uMalathi Nkomo uJoseph uGawula kanye loObed Mpofu ukuthi belalele labo Studio 7 ukuze beze ukuthi hayi lento abayikhulumayo eZANU-PF ayisebenzi thina amaZimbabwe eZANU-PF vele asisayifuni. Sicela labo belaleli izinyo bezwe ama-odio ukuthi hayi madoda vele iphatheni asiyifuni and uthona sithi nje uhamba leZANU-PF ufana lomuntu ohamba nje ngendlela lana esiludonga vele ayihambeki. iZANU-PF isifana lodonga nje into esiyabhugayo nje indlela engasasisebenziyo nje sodinge ukuthi aloko kuyacinta enye indlela eceleni abantu behambe kuhle bengakhubeki. akukhona udonga lo leZANU-PF into sokuyisifula nje akusahambeki vele akusanyatheleki. akubona uma lapho inkomo bakholisana phakathi kodonga lo leZANU-PF into nje esiphelile nje ngiyaswela isinto yokulahlwa nje
labo bekungabalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo. Lawa mlaleli ungasithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo esithi +1 202 465 0318. Kweziphathelane leMelika, uMongameli Joe Biden wenza udaba lwamalungelo okubeletha indikimba yomkhankaso wakhe wokhetho esola ancintisana laye uMnumzana Donald Trump athi ufuna kwethulwe imithetho elukhuni evimba ukukhipha isisu. Emkhankasweni wakhe uTrump wethule umbono ozinzileyo kulolu daba ohlukane lwabanye bakhe abebandla lama-Republicans. UChris Gande weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba elitolikela udaba olulotshwe nguScott Stearns owe-VOA.
Umongameli Joe Biden ukhankase esigabeni seFlorida lapho umthetho wokungavumeli ukususa isisu esesedlule inyanga eziyisithupha uzaqala ngeviki ezayo.
Lokhu yikwenza ilungelo lokuzala libe licala ngesikhathi abesifazana ababe bengakabikwazi lokuthi bazithwele kulihlazo.
lomthetho weFlorida uza kuba ngomunye wemithetho encindizelayo elizweni eza kuba yikunqoba kwabebandla lamaRepublicans, kutsho ofundisa ekolijini leUniversity of Miami unkosikazi Caroline Mala Corbin.
For those people who
abalezinkolo ezithi impilo iqala esiswini, ngokunjalo ukuzithwala kufana nokuthwala umuntu, lesi sinqumo siyikunqoba.
Lokhu kuyinsinda bayithiye kumnumzana Donald Trump othi umthetho weFlorida ulukhuni, kodwa aphinde afune ukukhumbuza abavoti abangafuni kwesulwe umthetho wokukhipha isisu ukuthi nguye owamisa umthetho wesizwe wokukhipha isisu ngokukhetha amalunga edale eliphakameyo ele-Supreme, okwabangela ukuthi kwesulwe umthetho othiwa Roe v. Wade. Umkhankaso kaBiden ubona leli kulixesha.
For 50 years, the court ruled that there was a
kweminyaka engamachumi amahlanu, umthethwandaba wanquma ukuba kulilungelo lomuntu ukungavezi imfihlo yempilo yakhe. Kodwa kuminyaka emibili edluleyo, leli lungelo lathathwa. Ake sibonisane. Kulomuntu oyedwa owabangela lokhu, uyakuvuma njalo uyaziqhenya ngakho, nguDonald Trump.
Udubo lulapho izigaba eziphikisana na lo Trump njengase Florida. Abavoti bezigaba zeArizona leFlorida baza kuba bevotela ilungelo lokuzithwala kwabomama. Imizamo efanayo ezigabeni zeKansas leOhio kuminyaka emibili edluleyo ibisehlula abebandla lamaRepublicans. UTrump ukhumbuza abavoti ngokuqakatheka kodaba lokususa isisu.
This 50-year battle over Roe v. Wade took it out of the federal hands and brought it into
impi yeminyaka engamachumi amahlanu. Kudaba lomthetho weRoe versus Wade lususwe ezandleni zemithethwandaba, lwafakwa ezinhliziyweni lakumavoti abantu bezigaba zonke zelizwe. So kusezandleni zesigaba ukuthi zithathe amanyathelo alungileyo.
Leli liqesha uBiden aselithatha.
Donald Trump is worried voters are going to hold him accountable for the cruelty and chaos he created.
Njengowaye ngumongameli umnumzana Ronald Reagan, ngiyaqina kakhulu ngokuthi abadlwenguliweyo abaya emacansini bengabomdeni lempilo yabomama kumele ulandele umzwangedwa kulolu daba, kodwa kumele unqobe kukhetho ukulondoloza isiko lethu, ngitsho khona ukuhlenga ilizwe lona engilusizi ukuthi liyanganxele.
Njengendlela yokuqinisa umkhankaso welungelo lokuzala, uhulumende kamongameli Biden liviki uqinise ukungethulwa kwemininingwane yabantu abavakatshela ezinye izigaba. Lokhu kwenziwa ngendlela yokuzivikela nokuvikela omama abahlala ezigabeni ezingavumi meli ukususa isisu ukuze bengathoniswa ngoba behambe bayasusa izisu ezigabeni lapho okuvunyelwa khona.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, seven supergine.
Kuhlelo Woza Friday liviki sihamba leqembu leRumba elizibiza ngokuthi ngamaprofessionals, last number liphethe idlalade lalo elitsha elilesihloko esithi inja kamakhelwane. Leli qembu lidabuka ePlumtree kodwa licula likwele South Africa. Nangu umholi walo.
Salibonani, ibizo lami ngumhlakanipho, umhlakanipho wakomoyo. Ngokuzalwa ngokumanguba kodwa siyakhele kuzuzaphi, so ngokuzuzaphi Plumtree mina. And then eqembeni ngilobaba omncane wami uThola Zinkomo. bese siba lomtshana njana mo Abel Ndebele siba mo 3 Abel Chama drums uDonazi sijaswa ngamakatari space cule futhi sesilama album nje amabili le single track and then futhi nge 5 sile single track esoyikhipha leyo single track esihlanganele lo munye umfana kithi oleqembu elibizwa ukuthiwa yi-Obhezu Zap Masters.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wenu kumbe ukuxhumana lani balithola njani?
Ama phone number ethu nanka uzoqala ngawami athi 0838593692 leyo iphone number yami bese usiteka Thunasi ithi 0833869804.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela wapha amazwi?
Silithembisa mpela injabulo ngaso sonke isikhathi, ingoma isazoqhubeka ikhale njengamanje ngesinze single track. After that kule full album futhi ekhisimuzi esilungisela lena bakithi, cela nje usekelo kini.
Abafana beplum tree bazibiza ngama professionals. Last number behlabela ke kamnandi lapho besigqibela uhlelo lwe 2. Lingayikatshana zihlobo, likhumbule luyalandela uhlelo lwe live talk lapho esikhangela khona imali entsha ebizwa ngokuthi iZimbabwe Gold. Imali izaqala ukusebenza ngeviki ezayo mhlaka 30 lapho ezatholakala khona ezitolo lasemabhanga. Kwanele olivalelisayo nguntungamili Nkomo Nkololokwana kwamatukanduna lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.